I am revolution. I am change. Effortlessly I spring out as a tree. Fruit representing the degree of the greatness within me. I am revolution consistent in the movement so history would change itself fluently. A speech can transform a country. And a deed can change the heart of a man. Just like a seed of greatness will blossom even when there's famine in the land. Time waits for no one but it waited for me. I am revolution.
Hello everyone, this is Lance Constantine here. Welcome to another Speakers University radio show. We are continuing our conversation here on the art of communication. And we're going to be talking with visual artist Camille Loren, who's going to be talking about how to communicate through art. So, Camille, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Lance. I'm happy to be here.
So I want to ask you a little bit. Tell, I guess, the people a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I am a visual artist. I studied illustration at OCAD University, and I believe it's important to be able to physically represent stories and things that we learn so that others can see deeper into our world.
Right. So when it comes to doing art, how long have you been seriously focusing on communicating through art?
I'd say for the past... Well, I've always had an artistic lean, right. You know, so an interest in the arts for as far back as I can remember. But I'd say, you know, I've been taking it seriously since high school, about 4 years.
Okay. Yeah. So art, there's many ways to communicate in life. And yes. Art is a huge way of reaching a generation. What inspires you specifically when you're doing art?
I'd say the desire to communicate emotions, and in even creating the art, I use music a lot to sort of create that atmosphere. Art is a really great way of communicating many different things. It's like you can communicate emotions through color. You can communicate a certain feeling through like the style of the art. You can get happiness, sadness, you can get situations that you display on the surface. They can be used to promote different things. I just think that visual art has a lot of potential to influence people.
You mentioned atmosphere, yeah. Which is so key, because when I'm like running the Speakers University sessions, I talk about the importance of having the right atmosphere. How important is that to you as an artist to be in the right atmosphere?
It's so important.
Why?
Well, without the right atmosphere, I guess you might not push it to where it needs to go. Mm-hmm. So I think the right atmosphere even starts with the right frame of mind when you're starting to create a piece. Just being open-minded and letting it go where it needs to go. You know, until it's finally finished.
Right. That's awesome. So storytelling, I want to kind of hone in on that, because it's actually one of my favorite niches in when it comes to communicating. I love to tell stories, yes. Different kind of stories. So talk about why storytelling is powerful in art, and why did you choose to go that route opposed to another form?
Well, the reason why, I'll start with the second question first. The reason why I chose illustration is because there's so many applications to it. You know, you can do children's books, you can do album covers. There's so many things you could do. But stories in themselves have a lot of power, because they can teach us so much and allow us to look through someone else's eyes without actually having to experience what they've experienced. Right. So it saves us probably a lot of going around and finding it out for ourselves if we can be open to knowledge and open ourselves to other people's wisdom, I'd say.
Right. Wow. That's really good. So I want to talk about, because I was watching something the other day in regards to art, and when it comes to like reaching a generation through art. Mm-hmm. What do you hope to do in regards to your pieces and that you put together?
Well, I hope to connect with people always. Yeah. And I hope that people are able to see that they can keep moving forward regardless of whatever situation they're going through. Mm-hmm. But each piece is different, right? So it's you sort of don't want to just impose expectations on the viewer. You just hope that the viewer is receptive to even seeing your piece, and then maybe that will do something within them if they connect with it in a way.
Any challenges that you have experienced, like creating? And
I'd say there have been challenges, one of them being sometimes staying connected to the bigger picture, right, of why you're doing what you're doing, knowing what is just seasonal and what is
And how do you know if something, that's good, how do you know if something is seasonal? Like, do you have a gut feeling, or is it just
when you're really connected? Yes, you can have a gut feeling, but lately it's more been just comparing that feeling of being in a state of flow. So when that state of flow is not there,
the state of flow,
yeah, like, okay, that synchronicity where, right, things are kind of just moving and
there you go
and progressing, that's when you know that you're sort of in the right spot. But when you're like sort of in a rut, you have to reevaluate, okay, what do I need to do to get things going again?
So do you, when you're creating, do you, and it's not flowing, do you pull back and wait, yeah, for that, okay, yeah, so you kind of wait for that to jump in?
Yeah, creative blocks, that's a challenge, right? So yeah, in that sense, that stoppage would be like a creative block where maybe you're not inspired, maybe you can't quite figure out the best way to portray a topic, and you just kind of leave it, go out, you know, try and get inspired in different ways and reapproach it with a fresh.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So you've been out to, you know, to one of our workshops last year.
Yeah.
And I want to talk to you about, I want to get your feedback on what that was like for you and your experience on meeting the people there, or even just watching what was happening. So when we get back, I want to get your feedback on that.
Great.
All right. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Chris Duff. Check out www.lanceconstantine.org.
So it's Lance Constantine here from Speakers University. We are back. I'm here with Camille Loren, and we're going to continue the conversation. And before we begin again, I just want to, like, where are you from?
Oh, well, I'm Jamaican.
You're Jamaican.
Yes, yes.
But originally you're born?
I was born in Curaçao.
Curaçao.
Yeah. Wow. It's a beautiful island.
Yeah. When was the last time?
Last time I've been? Yeah. Well, when I left.
Many years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
I left at around 7.
Okay. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about the workshop. What was that like for you, coming out to the academy and witnessing the people speaking and things like that? What was that like for you?
It was a beautiful experience.
What do you remember the most?
I remember the confidence of the students that were participating. I viewed like a speech that was being recited, and I remember there was an emphasis on like on leaving spaces so that people could soak in what you're saying, so not speaking too fast and having like emphasis on certain words. And I just remember being an audience member and seeing such a polished, well put together person in front of me like reciting this speech with like great confidence.
It's funny that you mentioned confidence, because you know that we focus on 70% of building confidence and then 30% technique. So that's cool that you identify that. What gives you the confidence to do what you do?
I suppose it's just a belief that this is what I was made to do.
Yeah.
So no matter what, I've got to just move forward with it.
Right. Okay, that's good. In the break, we were talking about like what are some of your greatest pieces that resonates with you?
Mm-hmm.
And you have a lot of awesome work.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome work. So what is like one of the pieces that stand out to you the most?
Well, the one that came to mind when we were discussing that is a piece that I'm not sure that I even named it. It's just like a piece that I have on the wall right now. I painted it live at the Revealing the Roots show that we did in November for Kayla Reed.
Okay.
And it has a girl that's looking up to the sky, which is in the background, and she has curly hair, and there's a rose growing from the earth and going into the stem, goes into the curve of her back and goes up, and then the blossom of the petals are kind of blossoming out from her mind. Yeah. And there's rain, there's like a sun, and then at the bottom there's a strip of copper earth. And I think it symbolizes just staying open to life as you're moving through the different seasons and staying optimistic, looking up at the sky, just knowing that everything is sort of temporary, but it's a learning lesson for us.
Talk about Kayla. And what's her last name again?
Kayla Reed.
Yeah. And talk about that and what inspired you to do that initiative so that people can know exactly what that was about.
Oh, sure. So it was a show, and I wasn't the only one helping to plan the show. There were Chantel Gregory was a part of it. Cassidy Freelove, Jordan Vieira was hosting. We had a lot of great artists perform. And the show was a fundraiser and a concert sort of thing for to raise funds and awareness for Kayla Reed. She has Lyme disease.
And did you actually meet her?
Yeah, she was there.
She was there.
Yeah, she actually flew down. But it was a show to raise funds for Lyme disease treatment, and it was successful. It was a great show.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you have art, but then you have the heart to communicate that through community efforts.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
Yes.
Wow. And is there anything that you would say to any young inspiring artists that are listening?
I would say use every experience to teach you. Don't get discouraged when what you're creating doesn't look exactly the way you want it to. In time, you can, and by looking at what other people are doing, you can learn how to maximize your skills. And I'd say find a great mentor who can work with you.
Mentorship.
Yeah, that's important.
Huge. Yeah, it's very important. Okay, so we're going to, before we go to break again, when I come back, I wanted to talk about, I always end the show with three major tips that you would give to people in the art of communicating. I want to hear your perspective on that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well,
when we come back.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. So when we come back, we'll be joining Camille again, and we're going to be learning about three different techniques and tips that we can learn through the art of communicating.
Stay tuned. There's more to come after the commercial break.
Hey, this is Michelle from JA Nursing. I just want to let you guys know that type 2 diabetes is on the rise. And ways in which you can help prevent this is knowing your family history and having a proper diet. This is r2rradio.com, and I'm Michelle Smith. You can follow me on Twitter at JA Nursing.
It's Lance Constantine here. You are listening to Speakers University radio program. I'm here with Camille. Camille, let's talk.
Sure. Let's talk.
Let's talk. We I was thinking back at when I first met you at the Canadian Black Caucus. Was that 09? 08?
Probably 08.
Was it 08?
Yeah.
Wow.
6 years, huh?
6 years. Wow. And I just remember looking at that, the painting with the, there's so many paintings that you had on that actual event, but
yeah,
the one that resonates with me is the one with the young black baby.
She was like a toddler.
Toddler.
Like, sitting in a chair.
Explain that. Like, what was that? Like, what inspired that? What was that about?
Sure. I'd love to explain it. So that piece was called Precious.
Precious.
And it was a surrealist inspired piece. So there were a lot of elements in that piece that were sort of put together but could not really exist in reality. Mm-hmm. For instance, her hair had diamonds in it, like kind of coming out of her skull, like around the crown of her head. She had these turquoise stones for knees instead of knees, and her feet were blocks of gold. And she was sitting on this chair that had elephant tusks to support the back, and also the trunk became the legs of the chair. And the theme of the piece, there was another element actually. There was a vulture in a gold cage.
Right. That's what I remember.
Yeah.
A lot about the.
And there was also a lamp pointed directly at the girl, so it was sort of like interrogating her for her. For her wealth, for her secrets, for her innocence, her purity. And the girl really represents like nations that were colonized, and I guess the earth and the stories of people that were misused for the sake of money and for the sake of other people's advancement. So it was a piece that was really to evoke a sense of unease about what's happening to this girl.
Where can we find your work? Like, how could we find your work?
I have a website. So you could visit www.artofciel.ca if you'd like to view my work or get in contact with me.
That's very good. That's awesome. So I want to ask you about three tips, but before I want to do that, I want to ask you, how is it like running your own business in the realm of art?
Yeah.
And what's the response like running your own business?
Well, it's empowering having something for yourself, to be able to build. And it can be challenging. Just, I guess you have to be able to switch and address different things. Like, for instance,
are you used to that? Are you more used to just creating process?
The creating process comes more naturally to me. Yeah. I think it's important to be able to try different things, but also to know what it is that you do best. And sometimes if you don't want to do everything, it's best to focus sort of on that one thing. But in promoting yourself as an artist, you do need to have other skill sets.
Skill sets.
Yeah.
Like building a team?
Not necessarily always a team exclusively, but just knowing how to work with people and who to work with for what, and
like outsourcing and things like that.
Well, if you're doing like printing or something, then you'd use someone else's services. But you really can't be an island. You know, you have to really connect with other people.
Because we're so used to like keeping to ourselves, and
And I have that urge. Like I'm definitely really introverted. So that side fights a lot with.
That's interesting. You're introverted. I'm super introverted. But you do a lot of public work.
I have in the past, yeah. That's, I guess it's just seasonal, right?
Right. Yeah. I'm like that too. But as far as, you know, speaking in front of an audience and standing in front of people, that it takes, for an introvert, it takes a lot.
Yeah, it takes a lot. You have to just push yourself out there and hope that you fly.
Is there any tips, three tips that you would want to leave behind to listeners out there, like in the realm of communication? Because when I'm running the course, I have, you know, there's three areas that I cover. There's like voice dynamics, kesthetics, which is your body language, and then word choice. And within word choice, we talk about emotion, repetition, and storytelling. So the art of storytelling is so crucial when you're actually, you know, communicating. So a lot of our students that come through our courses, they really love this actual topic when it comes to storytelling. Is there any tips? I know you have a lot of wisdom in you, Camille. Is there any tips that you could leave behind to listeners out there in the art of storytelling?
I would say just keep your eyes open in your daily life experiences. You never know what situation could happen that could shed light for someone else. And I'd say that each circumstance, there's more to that story. And even telling a story visually, it's about clues, you know? It's about the subtle details.
There you go. The clues.
Yeah. So you might not want to give the whole story away, but you want to kind of lead
people. Why is that important, to give subtle clues? Like, why did you suggest that?
Well, I'd say because there's also more of a chance of someone relating to the image.
Right.
Because they might see something in that like little element that matches in with something they've experienced. But it's just allowing people to come to their own conclusions as well.
Right.
And to gain more from a piece rather than just spelling out what you think they should know.
So are you saying it's more empowering for people to discover it for themselves?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Opposed to, you know, being force fed.
Yeah, and there's more than one story going on either way. Like, there's different perspectives to a situation. So
that's powerful.
They can take just about anything from it.
That's so powerful. I like that.
Yeah.
Not being force fed. That's really cool, because when you get to, it's inspiring when you get the revelation yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's so cool.
It gives you power to be able to think for yourself.
Yeah. And I guess that's where we get the true essence of empowerment. Self-empowerment.
Yeah. Knowing that you can do for yourself.
Right.
But that you also need others.
You need others in the process.
Yeah.
That's so important. Thank you, Camille.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
Yeah. So how can we reach you? I know we already shared it early on in the show, but... is there a Twitter? Is there Instagram? Maybe not. Is there a way that we can reach you? Maybe a website?
Yes. You can view my website, and there's also an email option. My website is www.artofciel.ca. So that's spelled artofciel.ca. And my email address is camille@artofciel.ca.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Camille.
Thank you so much.
It was awesome. So once again, thank you all for listening to another show on the Speakers University radio program. Stay tuned for more information.
I am revolution. I am change. Effortlessly, I spring out as a tree. Fruit representing the degree of the greatness within me. I am revolution, consistent in the movement, so history would change itself fluently. A speech can transform a country. And a deed can change the heart of a man. Just like a seed of greatness will blossom even when there's famine in the land. Time waits for no one, but it waited for me. I am revolution.